you don't get the usual press start to play. You get select for sound menu.
Right. Like, and no other options. Nothing else that you can do.
I think the developers are saying, do anything else other than play this game. Welcome to New Game Plus. You are listening to a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
It's me, Nolan.
And this is episode 163, and it is the final New Game Plus episode of the year 2018.
I'm scared. What if it sucks?
Yeah.
Well, it will.
Okay.
The game that we play. As we are a day away from a new year, I'm curious as to what your most anticipated game of 2019 is.
Oh, good question.
We spent a good portion of the Christmas cast, right, talking about the hit games of 2018. So instead of continuing to look back, which we could do, I thought that for a moment, let's look forward. What new games are you most excited about playing in 2019?
Can I have several?
Yeah, I figured that you probably would. And I'll help you even remember some. I pulled up just a few.
Okay, that's a good idea, because I think you overestimate how with it I am on current gaming anything.
Dude, you're more with it than me lately.
Well, sometimes.
But I still give you the opposite of the benefit of the doubt.
The benefit of the trust?
I give you the benefit. I don't know. I didn't think that you would know of... I didn't think you'd know of one game, so I wrote them down.
Assumption.
Perfect.
But to be fair, I don't know if you'll care about any of these. Nolan, how about you start us off, because you're in the know a little bit.
So the ones that come to mind currently are Metroid Prime 4 on the Switch. It's been a while, and that's going to be hype.
Wait, I care a little bit.
I'm reacting to his. I thought I wasn't going to care about any of these, but that one actually kind of hooked me a little.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, there's not a release date yet, so that might even be pushed
back
further.
That's a good point.
But hopefully, that's 2019.
So 2020,
that's a good
then?
Point. But there's
no,
a really
2019. Let's hold.
Chance.
Let's believe it.
Yeah. Animal Crossing 2019. Let's go. Switch
again. Not entirely sure if the release date has been given. That might be 2020 as well. But
it won't. They always deliver before the next holiday season.
They don't have a title for it yet, do they?
Animal Crossing Switch. I don't know. No, they don't.
Yeah.
And then that Obsidian game that they announced, I forget the name of it right now, but my
goodness,
it looks
good. That
we talked
about just briefly.
Yes.
In an episode. I don't remember the name off of the top of my head. Are you excited about Three Heroes, the new Fire Emblem game?
Oh my gosh. Thank you. I knew something was slipping my mind. Yes. That's also on the Switch, and that is 2019. They said it was.
Yeah, for sure.
So yes, I'm so excited for that. They even have gameplay of it, like it's
it
gonna be
good?
Sick. Yeah and on the Switch.
Do you know what else is a for sure 2019 release that's much anticipated?
What?
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Oof, dude, this has
I get hyped there.
This is a long time coming. Are you kidding me,
Kenny? Have you played some of the Kingdom Hearts?
Nah.
Nah,
I've seen a little bit of gameplay. I just had a hard time, like.
No, you wouldn't.
I thought
like
you were gonna say you had a hard year.
No.
I just had a hard year.
No,
you
wouldn't do like it in 2018.
Dustin doesn't either.
Yeah,
but I do.
No, it doesn't connect with me. But I'm excited for the fans that are going to get another release in the series. I'm super excited about Ori and the Will of Wisps. That's the new
sequel?
Ori and the Blind Forest.
Okay.
Yeah, sequel.
I can get hyped for that.
Such a beautiful first game. Super excited about the second game.
I didn't know they were doing that.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
I'm down.
I don't know what all else it's coming out on. I hope.
Probably everything.
I'm excited in 2019 to play more games on the Switch. That's what I'm most excited about. And so I know these aren't new, but I am super excited about all the Final Fantasy remasters that are coming to the Switch.
All of them,
it's like,
dude.
Yeah. It's like 7, 9, 10. I'll just give you everything.
Dream come true.
Dude, I'm playing them again. Handheld, playing my favorite titles of all time.
Anywhere you want. Hey, but also I'm so hyped for you to play Breath of the Wild one day. That's going to be your.
It doesn't come out in 2019, but it will be one of my games that I play in 2019.
It will still exist in 2019. Yeah. It'll be new to you.
Pokemon, the new Pokemon. Pikachu and Eevee weren't the new Pokemon title for Switch.
No. For some people, they were, but not for me.
But, so, like, I think the main line's supposed to be coming out in 2019.
Yeah, that's the word. We'll see. I think it'll be pretty sweet when it does come out, though.
Kenny, any last title that you thought of or were able to look up in that amount of time?
Nah.
Okay. Nah? Is that your new catchphrase?
That's my new said that a couple go-to. Times.
Those are some of the games that we're most anticipating, but what games are you looking forward to playing, dear listener? Come let us know what you're most looking forward to playing, either by tweeting at us or by hopping in Discord. We'll continue the conversation there regarding what games we, Kamehameha, play in 2019.
You actually got a laugh out of me on that one.
I didn't even catch it at first.
What? How?
So like obvious.
Kenny's just nodding. That's normal usage of words.
It sounds like something you would say just to say it.
Like in our retro game of the week, Dragon Ball GT Final Bout.
Overview.
Final Bout is a 3D fighting game.
It's not.
That came out in the year 1997, which was the same year as a far superior PlayStation game, Final Fantasy VII.
That's a good thing to throw in there.
That, you need to keep that in mind. That's the kind of games that we're working with at this time. Bandai, pre-Bandai Namco merger.
Yeah, that happened in 2006.
2006. Oh, this is way before
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was so recent.
This was still just like, oh yeah, that toy company.
It released this game based on, they developed and published this game, and it's obviously based on the famous anime series Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball is a like multiple series, I guess, that are loved by fans. Dragon Ball, the first, loved by fans. Dragon Ball Z, loved by fans. Dragon Ball GT, not so much. Like, I'm pretty sure. Most of your hardcore Dragon Ball Z fans hated Dragon Ball GT.
I had quit watching when GT came out. Z was like my final bout.
Your final bout?
Yeah.
So I believe Dragon Ball. I believe Dragon Ball GT kind of had universal negative reception. Like they just did something different that caused a lot, like with the plot, with the stories, maybe some of the characters. That was just a very unpopular thing for a lot of Dragon Ball fans.
Can we clarify something right up front? Because I was never a Dragon Ball letter person.
Dragon Baller. You were not a Dragon Baller.
I was never a Dragon Baller. I was a Dragon Warrior. So the cutscene at the beginning of this game, is that pretty like game accurate or like representative of the kind of animation that happens in the actual show?
So that cutscene at the beginning is from the show.
Oh,
gotcha. Snippets
of the show. However, weirdly enough, I believe that a lot of those snippets in the opening cinematic is from Dragon Ball Z, not Dragon Ball GT.
I wouldn't know the difference, so you could have fooled me.
Right, I think a lot of those characters that you see in that opening cutscene are not even in Dragon Ball GT.
Yeah, I think that's right. Those are Z
because I'm a little bit familiar with them because I didn't really I watched a little bit of Dragon Ball Z. My brother did, but I remember seeing them like Cell and Boo and some of those others are like the main antagonists of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
And are dead long before GT ever comes around.
So all of my knowledge of Dragon Ball anything comes not from watching the show or being familiar with it, but from old like user created map modifications in like StarCraft back in the day when people would like roll their own RPGs within like lore of another world. And so I actually recognized a number of the character names and a little bit about them, but literally from that, not from
from the show. That's like six layers deep of nerd.
people would play Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball games in StarCraft 2?
No, original StarCraft. StarCraft 3.
Oh, War. Okay. That makes it so much better. That's nuts.
There's probably some in StarCraft 2. Two. I have no idea what the user that's modded map scene is like.
That is like deep.
That's like fan fiction times 1,000.
It really is. It's like fan fiction, but instead of writing something, you had to go in and like
build something,
script something within their little like make your own game engine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, in this fighting game, there are a few different modes that will put you against. They all do the same thing, although they're different modes. They put you against an opponent in a single elimination battle to the death. There's no timer. Once one person gets knocked out by having their health bar depleted, that match is over. That game is over. And yeah. So, again, there's kind of four modes. There's your battle mode, which is just your heads up. There's tournament, which I believe there's only one way to play tournament, and we can talk about that in the gameplay section. But that goes through your different brackets with different characters. There's a build-up mode, and then you've got options. And I think in your options, you've got a training mode, but it's kind of hard to find.
Yeah, it's buried in there, but it is in there somewhere. I remember seeing it.
You spent some time in the dojo this week?
And being a fighting game, there's no story that is pervasive throughout this. Although some fighting games, I guess, have a little bit of story.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I think like Mortal Kombat, Tekken, Tecmo Bowl. But then in this one, you've got to know the story beforehand if you want to. But you know what? Here's the thing. Even if you know the story, I don't think it's going to be helpful for this game.
No.
For many reasons. But yeah, you're going to be put up against an opponent. You're fighting that opponent to the death in a 3D, again, that's with the question mark, environment. And it's a battle to the death.
Gameplay.
So about the 3D thing, we need to clarify, when you say 3D, what you mean is like the graphics are three-dimensional, like, you know, like PlayStation graphics, like Final Fantasy VII or a 3D game. But a 3D fighter is very different than just 3D graphics. A 3D fighter has a third plane that you walk on. So this is actually a 2D fighter. So you're just left and right. It's like Street Fighter.
No, 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 no.
What?
No, that's not. That this is one of the first full 3D games. It's not a back and forth.
No, I mean, it's rendered in three dimensions, but you don't have a Z plane to like move on.
No, yes,
not that
you do.
I know of.
Yeah, you do.
What, up?
No, you, I guess we'll continue. This is, that's one of the big things about this game. No, you've got a Z axis. You can move forward and back.
How do you move on it?
I'm pretty sure you did in your first play.
I'll have to go rewatch it because I didn't even notice that.
Oh, yeah, you can come closer to the screen and it kind of turns the camera a little bit and you can go further away. And the reason why maybe we're even having this conversation is, one, because it's not natural, nor is anything in this game natural for a fighter, someone that's someone that's adept with fighting games. But then also it just looks awkward when it happens in the game. But yeah, 100% Z-axis 3D fighter.
I had no idea.
Your opponent doesn't do it. Like your CPU doesn't do it, but not CPU. Oh, maybe it is.
I mean, CPU. Yeah.
It's not just like camera range stuff that you're talking about. Now, there is
I'm trying to tell y'all that this is a 3D fighter.
No, you got to go look at a 3D fighter and you'll be like, oh.
It's 100%. It's set up where there is a button configuration that sends you can avoid your enemy's attack not only by jumping or ducking, but by coming to the screen or away from the screen.
I had no idea playing this game.
Neither did I. What in the world?
That's bad then. Super no, that's important bad. To note because, no, not
okay,
on us.
But no, we need to clarify then that that's not just y'all suck, but that it's the game's fault.
That's what I'm saying. Like, well, okay. No, we suck, yes.
I mean, but both of those are true.
But no, like it was not apparent that that was an
option
at
least
all.
It doesn't feel like it. I mean, okay. You can tell visually that like it was rendered that way. The graphics and even the like whole countering of like power-up moves where it does sort of that visual thing. Like the fact that 3D is actually happening is pretty obvious, but for most of the gameplay itself, I always felt like I was thinking two dimensionally, although with the whole flight,
right. That's
it's
what
sort
I...
of a
no,
lot
it's
broader
still 2D
than
with flight.
I don't know. But again, that doesn't mean that there wasn't a dodge or a move that I wasn't taking advantage of, because I really was terrible at this game.
If you press L1 or R1 and down, you move towards the screen.
Oh my goodness.
If you press L1 or R1 and X, you move away from the screen.
I thought
that would have helped a little bit.
L1 or R1 and up flies.
Right.
L1 and
Fly
R1
and out.
Away is a dash away, towards is a dash towards, but down and X are your towards and away from the screen.
Huh.
I need a third week to play the game.
Oh, man. And that's just a small part of this,
okay,
guys.
Yeah, let's keep it rolling here.
All right, we're 0 for 0. We're 0 for 1. Let's look, before you even go in, I feel like the game sets itself up to say, like, it's a sign of what's to come. So on the very, on the start screen, you don't get the usual press start to play. You get select for sound menu.
Right. Like, and no other options, nothing else,
like,
that you can do.
I think the developers are saying, do anything else other than play this game.
I think they're saying the only thing good about this game is its sound.
Is our sound menu. It says press select for sound
menu.
Well,
that just
I've
takes you to a silence menu. So I chilled there for a second, too.
It's probably the coolest thing that the game has to offer, that sound menu.
And also, okay, you're pointing out things that, like, I saw, but they didn't register in my mind. Like, you said in overview, there's no timer. That's ridiculous. It's a fighting game. Why is there no timer?
It's really ridiculous.
I didn't even
notice.
There's
lots of other just little funny user interface stuff that's just clearly not real well thought out, or that is intentional but just silly. Like, I jumped straight into tournament mode because that sounds natural and fun as a good way to start this game. And somehow thought I had selected my character, and then I assumed it would jump to selecting computer characters. And I accidentally selected, like, I don't know, like
eight.
Yeah. Like, no, I got to the seventh player selected character before I realized, wait, it really thinks that eight real people are about to play this game. So I backed out, started over, selected my character, and then tried to initiate the game so that it would select computers. Somehow I ended up with all computers. Like, it didn't flag me at all playing in a tournament against themselves. And I couldn't find any buttons to get out. So I sat there for like 2 minutes watching these faux mock battles of like computer simulating fights against each other. It doesn't even show it. It's a bracket.
That's
and
probably
then it's
better
over
than
and
playing.
It gives you a winner. It was the worst experience.
This isn't Kenny's fault. The 3D, I won't even blame it on you guys either. But this one's not either, because I didn't know you could get into the computer one, because the only way I could do a tournament is eight players, like actual players.
I don't
have
eight
each
friends.
Each time I picked one of the characters, and then I fought a motionless character because there were no computers. It was eight players. And so if you're playing by yourself, I guess the option is for tournament mode. You either play against motionless character models, or you watch the tournament happen. Computers
now,
only.
There may be, I may have like mishit some buttons.
No,
there may
no.
It says,
is there really not?
There's not.
It's either
all computers or just you.
Oh my goodness, that's the worst thing.
Yeah, because when like online it says you can do either human or computer controlled, but I didn't know it meant one or the other completely. That's ridiculous.
I just assumed I must have messed something up, and I still secretly hope we're all confused and that there is a way to select yours and then play against computers.
No, we're not.
But
it's
We may not be.
We haven't even started on the mechanics of the fighting game itself.
Right. Let's jump into like, that. Because
I mean,
please.
We did about the 3D that's not there, but
that is there. But yeah, so there, everything about a fighting game, which Nolan, you've played more fighting games than us. Like, you got into Tekken somewhat recently, right?
Yeah.
And maybe Street Fighter before that. Mm-hmm. I know you're playing Super Smash now, which not really a fighting game.
Totally. Wait.
I'm just kidding.
Don't even troll.
But I believe, first of all, that there's no move list in this game. So if you want to figure out how to do the moves, you've got to actually look that up online, which wasn't the easiest in 1997.
I Are we sure it's not there? I assumed it was buried in training mode or something.
Wait, no, you can't just guess that it was there, Kenny. If you don't know that it was there.
I don't ever look at move lists anyways because I'm not good enough to use them. I hate fighting games so
much. Wait, then don't come back at me saying no, I thought it was there.
I'm trying to play.
It is so vital to have a move list and a good training mode. Good training modes in fighting games didn't come until a little later. So, like, I can't believe they didn't have a good training mode.
Right. But and I'm sure the manual came with a lot of that.
Because you can't, like, you can't know in the booklet if it fits in there.
I love that Kenny's keeps creating stuff. Oh, no, just I'm making not, stuff
I really,
up.
Guys, I'm really not trying to defend this game because it was terrible.
You're making stuff up. I'm sure there's a move list in the game. No, they probably have it in the booklet.
There's not. I feel like there's probably some cheat code to like unlock a move list.
Be reminded by this. The character select screen has no names on it until you already select the character.
That's
so
true.
You don't even know who you're picking.
The start menu sums it up. I don't even know to hit the start button. It's just, it's rough.
Go to the sound menu. But so no move list in the game. Each of your characters are so blocky, move so slow. And if your character is much taller than a much smaller character, you literally cannot hit your opponents.
Which was so great.
Yeah, you can't do that. I mean, I was going to say, character model sizes are fine. Like, you're allowed to do bigger and smaller characters. Like, in other fighting games, that's a thing. And the hitbox is different. But it was so drastic that you literally had to do something crazy to hit them. Like, baby Goku, what was it? Little tiny Goku, or something.
Goku is
who I played as the first time I played through.
That's who you picked?
Yeah, and all of these people were trying to attack me and just couldn't even hit me. It was really funny.
Well, yeah, until you find out who's Goku's cousin, friend, enemy?
Vegeta.
Until you find out that Vegeta is the perfect size because he's small enough to hit the tiny guys, he's tall enough to still hit the tall guys, and he's like the broken character in this game that if you choose, and the hitboxes are completely broken with Vegeta. So you if you want an instant win, go with Vegeta because you can stand a yard away and just do a hit move and it hits whichever character is there.
That's ridiculous. And hitbox size is huge, especially when you first play this game. Now, I hope you guys discovered as you were getting further into the game, kind of how to do mobility with some of the dashes. But Dustin, you talked about this game being awkwardly slow, and I can't overemphasize that enough. There's some tools to mitigate that once you learn the game better. But when you first jump in the game and start fighting and are figuring things out, it might take you 15 seconds, which is an eternity in a fast-paced quote-unquote fighting game, to like walk up to the other character to try and punch him because your characters move insanely slowly.
Wait, so what do you mean figure out? How do you dash?
So there's like an L1 and like move forward that like dashes you a little bit.
Yeah, it's like a little fly dash, but there's no run. So if you're not doing the dash, you're doing a slow walk, especially if you're like Cell, that tall green creature. He does like he's walking like he's this ultimate villain. So it is the slowest, like most tedious walk towards the enemy. And in fighting games, I think like – I know with fighting games, you've got to do something weird, you know, because I remember when I played with M. Bison for the first time, because I expected him to be like this tall, like, I don't know, just
yeah, he looks
guy
huge.
That, yeah, he's tall, but then I like Imperia, all of these things, but he moves very, like he's very flexible in the game because you've got to fight with him. It's a fighting game.
Right.
And in this game, you can't create a character model that is so tall, so slow, lumbering. It's just, I don't know. They did so many things bad.
It's so important. You can't. Okay, so this is why modern Tekken players think that console fighting games are trash. Because at this time in history, when they were trying to, so fighting games were in the arcade mainly, and they were built for arcade sticks and 4 to 6 buttons, well, 8 buttons, and they worked and performed fine. And then those ports to consoles kind of got a little sticky, but with this game just being straight developed for a console, they were trying to like make it viable on a PlayStation controller. And what ended up happening, as we saw, is that you don't know what you're doing. Like, besides not having a move list, you just don't know what you're doing with your controller, and you're going way too slow. You can't make a fighting game that does not flow at all.
And I'm not a good enough fighting game person to really speak to this, but kind of felt the difference and saw a lot of kind of feedback on this in general as well. But like even your inputs tend to not be as quick and fluid as most fighting games would call for.
No, they tend to be like
push something, push something, push something, or hit a bunch of awkward buttons all at the same time. And it's just like even the button configuration and the way you do your moves and combos was pretty poorly implemented.
Combos, lol.
I mean, yeah, combos like
there's not even
like
combos.
Moves that are slightly more advanced than your basic punch. It's not a lot of complexity on that front here.
No, it's so rough.
Well, like you're just talking about like your fluid move set and stuff like that. When you do those kinds of moves, everybody knows how to shoot out Ryu and Ken's.
Quarter circle forward.
Hadouken, right? Yeah. So it's that down. It's that down diagonal forward and then whatever button, mm-hmm. the punch button to shoot that out. But it's like a smooth movement, right? And this one, like Kenny was mentioning, just so you know, like to do a move, you might have to press very separately, not fluidly, because they need to each register towards, away, down, up, triangle, square, circle. And like that might do some kind of small kick that uses your energy bar.
But like wait a second between each input.
Yeah, you're waiting a second between each input. It's very silly. I think there is a system of how to do combos in here, but I don't really know what it was. It had to do with that stun. You know, did y'all ever get stunned?
The enemy did it to me several times. Like they did a little string or something.
You have to stun them or hit them back, and there's this like little brief terrible animation that plays, and then you have to follow that up. But again, it's these individual button presses to be able to then go through with that combination,
right. which made doing those things really inefficient and made the way I normally play fighting games, which is terribly boring and not good, actually kind of efficient in this game, which felt horrible.
What, space them out with projectiles?
I walked all the way through this entire game basically running up and repeatedly punching one person.
Yeah, but that's fun.
It kind of stunned them, and the computer's bad, and which we should also talk about how bad the AI is. But like,
all right, it's bad.
It's bad. I mean, really, we can leave it at that. It's really bad. I should have played with the levels more, because maybe if you turn the computer difficulty level up. But by the time I got to that level of carrying, I had such a hard time carrying. But I just like two move punched my way through the entire game, and it felt completely pointless but super easy at the same time, and I was baffled and confused.
In Nolan's first play, there were multiple times that his opponent did a Kamehameha wave against
Ki attack, Kai attack,
and Kai. And Nolan, and I don't really know either, and you wouldn't know if you don't read a manual or go through training that is supposed to tell you, but you do have a brief window to counter, but if you don't, it completely takes you out of the fight, locks your character, and you can pretty much just put your controller down, because it takes a good 10 seconds for that Kamehameha to go off, and in a fighting game, to stop the battle for 10 seconds to watch you get Kamehameha in the face is not fun.
No. That you can't do that either. That's another rule that you break by doing that, is like adding some cutscene in the middle of a fighting game.
I feel like we ought to talk about flight and the role that played in this game.
It's so bad. It's not flight. It's just
thrown
jumping
in there
onto another like floor is what it's like, because you're still standing.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, that's probably how they coded the game. You
put
go
invisible
up.
Floors.
Yes, yeah. You go up in the air, possibly. And it's like, oh, flying, fighting from the show. But then you just stand on an invisible platform, essentially, and
there's different levels of those invisible platforms, so both you and your opponent can be in the air, but at different levels, and still not hit each other.
Right, which means a lot of people just throw in punches that are going to miss. Which, with your terrible hitboxes, you were doing a little bit of anyways, even on the ground.
But don't worry.
Now multiply that times all the space of the sky above you, and everybody's just flying around looking like derps, not hitting each other.
But don't worry, if you're on separate levels not making any progress, that timer will run out on you, and
that timer being your health bar.
There's no timer. That's my point.
It's, oh man.
We've been pretty harsh on this game, even more harsh than some other games that are really, really bad retro video games. So at the end of this gameplay section, do we want to just take a moment and say some of the good things?
Aged.
So you already talked about 1997 not being an excuse for a game to not be good. And the truth is, we play older games with worse graphics that the gameplay is still fun. So let's just say straight up that, like, the fact that this is PlayStation isn't where our beef is. But there's a lot of things about the game itself and how it aged that are worth talking about. Or continuing to bash this game about, rather, however you'd think about it.
No, that's a good way to go about it, because, like, graphically, so it's not the best graphics it's when it comes to Dragon Ball Z, but it's PlayStation. Sure. The graphics, if the fighting system is there, then that's okay. Like,
I'd agree. And it's a little muddy. It could have been tighter, but it wasn't bad, and it's what they had to deal with.
It's Tekken okay graphics. To me.
Yeah, I thought the character models are okay. The backgrounds are lackluster. I think they were lacking. Yeah, I think they're dull. There's not much there at all.
I mean, you say that, but the places they fight in the anime they look like that. Some random backdrop city with a random giant mountain.
That's
because
all they do is
desert.
Zoom in on their heads as they punch each other and then shoot giant lasers.
I'm just saying it's accurate. It's ugly, but it's. I mean, it's accurate to what they do in the show, but it's ugly.
One of the things that I think aged most poorly, it was pretty poor to begin with, but as you get more of the show now, is that the voice acting is nowhere close to the original voices.
Well, the English voice for the anime is already kind of rough at times. Like, some of it's passable, but some of it's like, ooh, really?
But I think that this game predates the English dubs of Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, maybe. That's
so
true.
I think that they didn't have anything to work off of.
They're
no,
so bad.
My understanding is that it's even, I'm not sure the order based on kind of just reading about the game, but I thought that the talent was already there, but for some reason they chose not to use those people, that they just got like random voice actors.
Sure, that's going to be more expensive.
The like, other ones, yeah.
Vegeta's voice is trash, dude. It's so weird and does not fit.
A lot of the voices.
Maybe just not done voices.
That little white and purple guy.
Boo?
Frieza?
No, Boo's what? Pink. Yeah, what? Frieza. Thank you. Frieza, you know how it's like a girl voice kind of in the anime?
Mm-hmm. It's here, like a raspy girl like, voice.
It's not. It's like very clearly. And I think that's an important thing. When you've got a voice in your mind connected to a character and then you hear a different voice. Like this was startling to us who didn't really watch a lot of this. You did some, Nolan, but to someone who actually knows and loves the series, to hear someone else's voice is, offensive at best.
Yeah, so I'm thinking maybe if they would have just done like grunts when fighting instead of like catchphrase lines, they would have been safer. Cause
like what? Like let's just give us a few.
Oh, you want a grunt?
Give me a grunt. Like a Tim Allen grunt?
And then like not say anything when you select them or I don't
just
know.
Do power
or have
grunts.
An announcer like in Smash Brothers, Frieza. I don't know.
Well, one of the things that did bother me and again, bad decision from the beginning, but you can't get away with this today. And I know I mentioned it earlier in gameplay, but in the character select screen, that's just really bad. First of all, they only give us 10 fighters, which you've got to give us more than that. And
you can unlock
even back
some.
Then.
Even I was going to say, more unlock. I didn't feel like the numbers was super problematic by the time you got other characters unlocked. No. Though you can't save that.
We've mentioned this in passing, but guys, this is years after Street Fighter II, which was one of the best fighting games of all time, and after like some of the it's after some of these earlier games earlier fighting games that did some of these things much better, and I think 10 fighters on top of that, guys, most of those fighters that you have originally are from Dragon Ball Z, not even GT.
Pan is from GT, I think.
I think just a handful of them are. Yeah. Now, the characters that you unlock it later, most of those are from GT, but your starting crew, I would say probably 8 out of the 10 are from Dragon Ball Z, not even GT.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think, like, if that would piss me off if I was a huge fan of GT at the time, but I don't know anything about GT. Because I think a lot of those characters
fans of GT though. That's
don't
what
those
I'm
characters show up in? Well, I mean the dead enemies don't, like Frieza and Cell.
Do they? I mean,
maybe. Yeah.
Most certainly could, but yeah, I know that they're not like the main characters. New bad guys, and I don't think you have any of those new bad guys, at least at the start in the starting 10 fighters.
Yeah.
Although in this game, probably, you do get a super baby to fight against.
Yeah, super little baby.
What like, is that? Like,
I asked friends this week. Someone got the black Dragon Balls and wished for Goku to come back as a little kid or something like that.
What? What? Why would you wish that?
Come on, it's anime. It's Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball.
It sounds exactly like Dragon Ball. Let's be honest.
It's arguably better than Dragon Ball Z, anime-wise. But that kid is not Goku with that nasty voice actor, whatever that was.
I will say this. The music wasn't all completely terrible.
Yes, it was.
But then I was a little disappointed to go back and realize that a lot of the tracks weren't even original. There's only one or two original tracks to this game. They just took other tracks from other games and properties that had already like been in the, you know, like library of things that they could pull from and used a bunch of those. So a few new additions, but for the most part, like reused content. Though I will say I thought they sounded fine. Like that was the best part of this game in my mind.
I didn't even notice the songs at all, really. I mean, it's been a long time since I've watched any Dragon Ball Z, so I don't know if I would have caught anything anyways, but like, it wasn't good, you know? I don't know. I wouldn't have said it was good. I think this game is really showing me that I think Dragon Ball Z is trash.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, it's not that
you
good.
Can't, wait, this game can't determine whether or not you like
Dragon
Ball Z.
Flaws, dude.
Well, if you want to play a fighter that is set in the Dragon Ball universe, we would suggest probably playing like the Budokai series or Dragon Ball FighterZ or FighterZ, one of the more recent ones.
It's
that
amazing
look
too.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, there might be people that like having video games that aren't fun.
Move on.
And they're Dragon Ball fans.
Final thoughts.
At the end of each and every one of our episodes, we determine whether or not our game gets our vote for New Game Plus status. That's our general thumbs up or thumbs down. Requires 2/3 of the vote to swing one way or another. Kenny, tell us about your love for this game.
So this game's terrible. I'm pretty sure that's obvious. I obviously can't give it my vote for New Game Plus, although if you asked the other versions of me, Little Kenny or Super Saiyan Kenny, maybe
Saiyan?
They'd have
different. That's not how Saiyan? You pronounce that. You tried and you failed.
That's how unfamiliar
keep
I am.
Going with your joke up here.
Yeah, straighten me out.
Nope.
Okay, I'll just nerd embarrass myself in front of everybody. I have no shame for this series on failing on that front. Yeah, I don't like the game. I'm okay with not knowing anything about the series. Whatever.
So, you like it?
Yeah, I'm going to spend the rest of this year doing nothing but playing this game.
Nolan, tell us your thoughts on this game with Goku in it.
It's low-tier garbage, and it's an offensive fighting game. It's an offensive Dragon Ball game. It's so bad. And they did a bad job, and they know it. So at least they've
and
recovered
they
with
they
Dragon Ball
they
FighterZ.
Did
and that's a good game that's getting a lot of good traction and good players. But wow, don't ever, ever, ever even look at this game. It's so bad.
Yeah, everything that has needed to be said about it has been. Sorry if at the beginning of our gameplay section you were confused. We were too, but that was our whole 2 weeks of having to play this game. This game is bad at the two things that it's trying to be. It's a bad fighting game yeah. and it's yep. a bad Dragon Ball game.
I wouldn't know.
Therefore, it's a bad game and on behalf of all of us here at New Game Plus, it is not New Game Plus certified.
It's nice when we're in agreement about things. I like that.
When we collectively abhor a game.
I'm glad that we got to collectively trash a game at the end of this year. It's so good. Yeah,
it does. It does feel good. Hopefully our new year will start with a much better game. But before we get there to the randomization, we do have one comment from a viewer. David wrote in and said, I'll be honest, this game was my childhood and I liked it for that reason. Plus the music. I totally understand why people hate this game, though, and I remember having to look up cheats to learn how to even survive one match, but I still love this game. Well, the Japanese and European version, that is. I didn't know there was an American version until years later, and it was awful. By the way, have you seen the Japanese opening of this game? It's amazing and puts the American version to shame. Hmm. Also, the reason there are hardly any GT characters is because this came out when the baby arc just ended. Therefore, to Super 17, Omega Shenron, etc., other names that I don't know, though they could have added... Yuub, Dr. Miyu, and Goten, etc. Sorry,
you can't give me a hard time about my mispronunciation now.
No, you mispronunciated one of the key things in the series, not character names.
That's true. I spent half the time playing this game thinking that it was Naruto. I have no room to talk.
Do you really? Oh,
you
man.
Offended so, like, so many people this, just
I'm
now.
Just that... I'm just that, I know. And, it's unfair that I'm this person, but I'm just that out of touch with anime. Like, I know it has its niche and does some
bad,
things well.
No, that's not bad, Kenny. That's a good thing.
Yeah. No, I just, if people are into it, I don't have a problem with that. I just am literally clueless. And so, if you're going to not know about something, you should at least let people know that that's the case so that they understand where you're not coming from.
David, I completely understand having a game, even a bad game, that was your childhood. I'm sorry that this had to be yours.
I'm wondering, is the Japanese and European version drastically different?
No, it's not going to be good. This game is bad, yeah. No matter what country you play it in. It might be slightly better in certain ones, but it's just bad.
Thanks for writing in anyways.
But now we're putting this game away and going to try our hardest to forget about it. Yes. And we are going to randomly select the next game that we're going to be playing. It is going to be the very first game of our 2019.
Yeah.
That's exciting because this game ruined my Christmas.
But listen.
It was that bad?
Okay. If it's a good game that's picked, does that determine our good year? If it's
I think
a bad
that's
game
what we
that's
say.
Picked?
Yeah.
No, we've never said that before.
We said that for sure last year.
Let's go back and listen.
It's like our groundhog
be right back, guys.
For the year.
We have a retro master list where I saw on Discord them talking. I think we've reached 1,000 games in there.
Whoa, really?
Wait, no, that's a lot.
There's no
That's what
way.
They were saying. That's what they were saying. I don't know. But we've got hundreds and hundreds of games in our retro master list. And we're adding games to that list weekly of games that are 15 years old or older. Any console, any genre... send them in and we'll make sure to add them to the list. From that list, we'll randomly select what game we're going to be playing for the next 7 days to start off our 2019. And that game is... a game that came out in 1996 for the PlayStation.
Another PS game.
It was published by Sony Computer Entertainment and developed... by Nana Onsha.
2019 is going to be a sham.
It's a rhythm game.
Oh, no. It's a dance dance.
And it is called Parappa the Rapper.
What
no.
the H-E double hell is that?
Wait, that's not how that works.
What is that?
No, I think it's a game that the creators are self-aware. It's something that is intentionally... I don't remember. I've never played it before. But I think it's something that's intentionally
so almost
crazy.
Like that game that Macaulay Culkin likes?
That he plays every day or something like that? What game is it? We've played it, right?
I know. Yeah, we played it. And
oh,
I'm
no, you're
title.
Talking about the alien rappers.
Yeah.
Beat Boys.
What? Oh, yeah, we remember the name of that game.
Yeah, we
no,
really
what's
do.
What's that game called?
No, we do, but we're going to let our viewers kind of just pick it up.
Right, just figure it out, yeah. They all
it's
remember.
It's the two aliens, the big chunky one, the smaller one. The name of the game is their names, like Toe Jam and Earl, but you go look it up. You know what we're talking about. Parappa the Rapper will be our first game of 2019. Find a copy and play along with us.
I'm actually depressed. Come join us in Discord. This is going to be a really fun year. We have seen a ton of growth in 2018, so be sure to stop by if you haven't yet. Go to Twitter, click on the Discord link for a free invitation.
And if you are not done giving out Christmas gifts yet, you can consider jumping on and becoming one of our patrons.
Nice.
We love the support of all of those who help us make this show a reality through their occasional giving month to month. And we especially want to give a big shout out to our producer level supporters, Alex, Dear Baby, Zion, and Gimbarino. You guys are the best.
Thank you, guys. Spend your money on something that matters this year, like New Game Plus.
Like Trash and Dragon Ball.
We are going to have, we've been announcing this for weeks now. We've shared the images. By the time you're probably listening to this episode, these will be available and be on sale. Our first ever New Game Plus t-shirts.
The hype has never been realer.
Hop on the realest hype train of them all and go to any of our social media sites and you'll be able to see our shirts, find a link to be able to purchase a New Game Plus shirt for yourself, your family. Get it as a late Christmas present. Who cares?
Who cares? I'm getting one. I'm getting two.
I'm getting all four of them.
Oh, four?
Make sure to stop by and visit us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch at NGP Podcast. You can also find us on YouTube at New Game Plus Podcast. Nolan has been doing a lot of streaming lately.
Oh, I have,
carrying the torch. You really have, with multiple games. Most recently, Super Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Christmas gift. Love it.
Do people typically pronounce brothers?
They do. Yeah. Bros. Bras.
Just Smash Ultimate.
Who are you playing, Nolan? Real quick. Best character.
Out of the 70-something that I don't unlock. But no, seriously, K. Rool is so much fun. And I love that he's like in him. Smash.
I love that.
You can listen to us directly on any podcast provider of your choice. Make sure you subscribe so that you are the first to get new NGP episodes. And while you're at it, leave a kind rating and review. This episode was edited and produced by our friend Tom Tate. Join us next week, the first week of 2019, as we play Parappa the Rapper. Until then, I'm still Dustin.
I'm Kenny.
I'm Parabola.
And this has been one of the worst games we've played in New Game Plus.
Wizard of Oz was worse.
What you talking about?
Oh, I could have gone there. What you talking about, Willis?
What you final talking about? All right.
What you talking about, Goku?